From Anchorage, the mushers restarted in Willow on Sunday. Then every 2 minutes, they took off, headed east to the first two checkpoints, Yentna and Squintna. It was a festive atmosphere overnight as Iditarod mushers pulled into the Squintna checkpoint 83 miles into the trail. A bonfire blazed while a musician belted out songs from a small heated tent. A few dozen fans and onlookers were gathered when the first musher's blue headlamp emerged out of the darkness and headed toward the race checkers under a welcome banner.
Bib number?
17.
And name?
Ray Reddington.
Welcome, Ray. You staying or going?
Over here.
Staying.
Okay, you know the drill.
After signing in, Ray Reddington Jr. and all 16 of his dogs pulled in for a rest at about 9:30 p.m. last night. Just 1 minute behind him was Mats Pettersson, who led the full pack of mushers for a stretch of the evening before being overtaken not long before arriving. Pettersson says, so far, trail conditions are good.
A little bit soft in the beginning, I think for everybody, but after Jentna, it was really fine all the way here. So
Pettersson, too, came in with a full string of dogs. The third musher into the checkpoint was Mitch Seavey. He made the run in about the same amount of time, but did so with just 12 dogs on the line when he pulled in. Still, Seavey says he was working to keep them at a slower, more controlled pace.
But, you know, I got four dogs in the sled. That kind of helps slow things down.
Seavey and his son Dallas have dominated the Iditarod in recent years while refining a strategy that involves rotating dogs in and out of their sleds for rest along the way. The next few checkpoints after Squintna pass through the Alaska Range, one of the most technically difficult sections of the trail,